Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for listening on this talk. This morning, myself and my co-host, Clinton Smith, will be talking about three bad habits derailing your life. And we will explore how you can probably cut some of these bad habits. Good morning, Clinton. How are you today?
I am doing fantastic. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Fabulous. I think it will be a sunny day today. And
Yes, I think so too.
Let's start talking about our topic. Why did we decide to talk about the bad habits? Because I know that we are focusing on the bad habits in your life, but the bad habits in your life usually translate bad habits in your business life and can impact you as an entrepreneur.
Right. I agree. Well, the reason why I think is because people, they don't really do a lot of things in order to help themselves out. So this may help them with to look for and eliminate these bad habits in order to move forward and be that person that they think that they always thought that they could be. And we're going to start with the three bad habits.
Okay, let's talk about the bad habits. And again, we just picked only the three. We think that they're major derailing your life. So the first one, which one is the first one?
Procrastination. Oh goodness.
Oh, that's
that is
big
number
one.
Yeah, that is
exactly.
That is a big one. Procrastination is one of those things where you sit there and you actually wait and you're thinking about it and you don't know what to turn and do, and that makes it really, really tough, you know, when you can't do things, you know, to move forward, and you're sitting there and you're procrastinating and you're thinking, again, thinking about things and you're wondering, what should I do, this, that, and the other thing. And, man, it makes it really, really tough on, you know, individuals, especially if you want to move forward, especially if you want to be successful. That's the biggest thing. If you want to be successful, man, procrastination is a killer, because you'll never
exactly.
be successful if you keep procrastinating on everything.
Exactly. And when, for example, you start doing the things all the time at the last minute, and at the last minute, well, yes, you can do it probably, but you realize that if you have just additional day or additional hour, you could have done it better than if you did
absolutely.
Not wait till the last
absolutely.
Second.
Absolutely. I used to personally, I used to be a big procrastinator. You know, and then I would wonder why things wouldn't go, how I couldn't be a success in things. And I would hurry up and rush and try to get, you know, things done at the last second. You can't do that. That is a killer.
Yeah.
For a successful person, that is the number one killer.
And how did you overcome that? That's interesting for our listeners to know.
How did I overcome procrastination?
Yeah.
By doing it already. When the task is at hand, I did it. Done. Then I didn't have to procrastinate about it.
Exactly. Just go and do it right away. It's on, you know, you have to do it. Even if it's in a month, do it now. So
absolutely.
If you need any additional things to focus and to make it better, you can, it will be awesome at the end. And you don't have to stress yourself. Because when you're stressing not only yourself, if you have employees, you're stressing them. If you have people around and in your family, you're so stressed out that you will snap, and that will influence the relationships you have with the people around you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Totally agree with everything that you just said.
So the next one is a big one, too, when we make excuses. The excuses part, the second habit. What do you think about that?
Okay, you have number one, you have procrastination. And then secondly, when everything doesn't go the way that you want to because you're rushing through it, you go have excuses. Oh, I could have did this and I could have did that and I should have did this and did that. No, again, You got to be able to do it right away. Take the time, set yourself a game plan. And number one is get things done immediately. Number two is no excuses, no blame, no fear. I mean, I shouldn't say that because blame is actually number three. But number two, no excuses. Let's not have any excuses. And see, again, a killer. If you're trying to be successful, having excuses and blaming everyone else is going to be, that is a killer to an entrepreneur. So stop using excuses. Stop blaming everybody else. Because you know what? In the end, you're the one who has to look in the mirror.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, I've seen a lot of people who will blame everybody else, all the circumstances, even the weather, the economy, everything else, but they don't look in the mirror, like you said, and say and take responsibilities of their own action. That is
Amen.
So bad.
Amen.
That is so
and,
bad.
And
so take
what,
responsibility
they,
of your own actions.
And then what do they have? They have, you know, those types of individuals are generally not running a successful business. They're not a successful entrepreneur because they refuse to look at themselves in the mirror, and they're making excuses for everything and everybody.
And blame everybody, exactly. They blame the circumstances, poor me, this is happening to me. You know what? We can give a lot of examples to very successful entrepreneurs who succeeded in the worst times ever. Because
oh,
they did not accept the excuses around them.
Warren Buffett, who everybody knows is, you know, the biggest investment name out there in the world, you know, for a guy who, you know, came from nothing. And he went and, you know, he basically had no procrastination. When he seen a stock that he was going to buy, he bought it. No excuses, no procrastination, and he went after it. And now he is the biggest single individual investor out there because he didn't, you know, if you want to say he didn't take any prisoners, that's exactly what he did, and he moved forward with it.
That's a fabulous example, yes. I mean, and there's more and more examples. I mean, we kind of, when we do all these three bad habits, look in your daily life, and if you happen to see some of these bad habits derailing you and from your goal, from your dream, try to cut it out of your life.
Amen to that.
You will get faster to where you want to go, and you will be more successful than anybody else. So do not procrastinate starting today. Do me a favor. Start, if you have a task at hand, please do it right away. Start, even if you have a small step, start from today. Don't make excuses for anything. Look at the mirror and take responsibility of your own actions. So don't blame anybody in anything besides yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If something goes wrong, you take responsibility of your own action. So
that is correct.
To close our radio session today, what one advice would you give our our listeners this morning?
We forgot the third one.
The blame. Oh, we talked about
yes.
The blame.
Okay. Well, I don't know if our listeners had, you know, really knew that was the third non-option for bad habits. Blame. Stop blaming everybody. Look at yourself
exactly.
In the mirror. Go forward. You know, take some ownership,
exactly.
Take some responsibility, you know, stop procrastinating, stop giving excuses, stop blaming everyone. Let's go
exactly.
Ahead and do what we need to do in order to be successful. Take the bull
exactly.
By the horns, step over the fence, be successful. End of story.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Clinton, for being with us this morning. Thank you, listeners, for being with us. If you have any feedback, if you would like us to talk about something else, please do not hesitate to email us at annabiztalk@gmail.com. Thank you, and make it a great day.
Have a good day.